Hi, love. Today's hidden healing gem goes beautifully with our emotional suppression episode. And in all transparency, today's hidden healing gem is a shameless plug for my very own product. Hi, love. Welcome to Dear Divorce Diary, the podcast helping divorcees go beyond talk therapy to process your grief, find the healing you crave, and build back your confidence. I'm your host, Dawn Wiggins, a therapist, coach, integrative healer, and divorcee. Join me for a fresh approach to healing grief and building your confidence after divorce. All right, so what is this magical shameless plug, Dawn, you have to help us heal a lifetime of emotional suppression and repression? It is the Post-Divorce Roadmap, love. It is a 21-day immersive guided journaling program that really helps reset kind of your body-mind in this healing journey. And so what makes it an immersive journaling program, and how does it help with emotional suppression and repression? Well, I call it immersive because, you know, you order that journal from Amazon and it's great, not mine, somebody else's, right? Like you order some actual paper journal from Amazon and it's great. And I have one and I use one and it's wonderful. And I'm not criticizing that. But sometimes when you're in a deeply painful place or you've been particularly suppressed and repressed, you don't have yet kind of the foundation to be able to go and have the discipline to sit down with a journal and be able to process, you know, somatically in the body, to have that body awareness, to be able to really know what to write or how to get it to come out of you, because there's either too much pain or you're too kind of cut off mind from body. And so then you don't really get the results. So I created this 21-day journaling program in an immersive way where there is a very specific music playlist that activates your brain in a very particular way. It helps create a whole brain approach, a balanced brain, because when we're really in suffering and we're struggling, we're kind of in our low lizard brain. Our amygdalas are swollen and our limbic system is overactive and we are, you know, prone to like fight, flight, freeze stuff. And our top brain is not online and functioning as often or in as balanced of a way as we would like. And so we're maybe a little more flooded into our right emotional brain versus our left logical brain. Or if we're dissociated as all crap, right? Maybe we're too left-brained logical. Anyways, you get the point. So there's a playlist that's included in it that helps it be immersive. There's a journaling little training video. It's not long. It's only a handful of minutes, but it really teaches you how to prep for journaling in a way that's going to help you meaningfully process when you go to do the journaling prompts. And then there are 21 days of journal prompts, and they're written in sequential order for a reason. And you don't have to do it in 21 days. You could take as long as you want to do it. Consistency is key, right? But each prompt is written in sequential order, and a lot of the prompts are written with body awareness built into it, with breath awareness built into it. There are also little add-ons in a lot of the prompts, you know, that will help you pull in a tool or expand on a prompt if you want to. So if you were to, let's say, do this 21 days in a row, give or take, and you were going to sit down and you were going to put the playlist on and you were going to do the little journaling prep work and you were going to journal the prompt, how long would that take? Probably only 15 minutes. It's not a massive time commitment. It's more about the consistency over time that it's going to create for you. There are also mirror messages included in this, one for each week. It's a 3-week program, right? So there's a message for you to put on your mirror each 3 weeks. And we want to change that mirror message out each week because we stop seeing things in our environment when they're repetitive, right? We want to keep it fresh because that's what helps keep us remembering these tools that we're implementing. That's part of what creates the immersive nature. And then there are fresh phone screens to put in the background of your phone each week. Again, part of that immersive nature. So it's not like just buying a journal off of Amazon where you just have this journal and you have to remember to use it daily. It has this whole kind of wraparound process so that you're really in the process all day with your mirror, your phone screen, your journaling, your playlist, your journal prep. And then there's a list of homeopathic flower essences, grief-related, emotional stuckness-related remedy suggestions that are built into it also, with some descriptions with each remedy. So, oh, let's say I'm really struggling with anger or with grief or with overwhelm or burnt out mom stuff or whatever it is. And you can kind of go look into that section and see which remedy might be best for you. And you can add that so it kind of kickstarts your energetic processing, right? All repressed, suppressed emotion is stuck energy in the body. Homeopathic remedies and flower essences are energy movers. And so, you know, when we're first on this healing journey, it takes an incredible amount of inertia to create momentum. And homeopathy, for instance, is something that really helps profoundly with inertia so that you can get to momentum faster and more easily. So the women who have completed the 21-day post-divorce roadmap have just said amazing things about it. It's so interesting because it's not expensive. It's $33.33. It is immersive. It's definitely for that person that wants to DIY it a bit, but like just gets that consistency is queen, and that when you have the right tools for the job, even though they're not super complex tools, you're going to get massive results, right? So many of us know that very often if we went to the gym consistently, we would get massive results. The problem is sometimes in the tool, but it's often in our own consistency, right? So this is a situation where if you're willing to go do the thing, you will have 21 days of really good tools to get you where you need to go for $33.33. And you will be processing all that suppressed, repressed stuff. There are also some very specific pain point prompts for some unique situations. So let's say infidelity was part of your divorce, or you're really struggling with co-parenting. There are some specific add-on prompts that are over and above your 21 days that you can do once you've completed your 21 days and you're in a better headspace to tackle those deeper level issues. That's when we tackle those pain point prompts, which is at the end of the 21 days. So if this sounds something that you could use, it's not a big heavy lift. It's not expensive, but it does require your commitment to the process. If you'd love to kind of see my message to you reflecting back to you in the mirror, if you'd love to know that I'm with you on your phone screen, if you'd love to have a little extra boost knowing what to write about and how to get it out of you, love, this is for you.
Dear Divorce Diary is a podcast by My Coach Dawn. You can find more at mycoachdawn.com.